Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of Tiddlining Sports with Rick Tittle. I am your eponymous host sitting here in the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, the network that started it all back in the 80s. Slice bread. Let's just talk sports 24-7. That's what we do, and wherever you are in this great land of ours or foreign lands, it's great to have you with us. And as I say, for the next 3 hours, open lines, as always, a toll-free line, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-PLAY, 7529. Come on in. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, sailing. Yes, after a quick break, we will have sailors, real live USA sailors. They will be not in the United States Navy, and I know everyone listening on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. I salute the Navy. My dad was a lieutenant commander in the Navy. But we have different types of sailors. We have racers. Yes, very exciting. And we'll also be joined in studio with Karen Lyle. And she's the big shot behind SailSportTalk.com. And we'll find out what's going on. There's a very exciting Grand Prix that is coming to San Francisco Bay. So we'll get to all of that. As always, you can listen to the show stream through SportsByline.com. You can go there, click listen live anytime you like. Any emails, you can send those to Rick@SportsByline.com. Couple of apropos applications. The TuneIn app and the iHeartRadio app both work. And Twitch is the thing that we've got going on. We're still in the early stages of that. But you can actually watch me speak into a mic, which is every adult's dream come true. But today it's going to be even better. We're going to have Karen. We're going to have some young, handsome sailors, ladies. You want to make sure you check them out on Twitch.tv and the Twitch app. Search for Sports Byline USA. Also, we are on your television set in 35 million homes, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. And social media-wise, Tiddlining Sports with Rick Tittle on Facebook. And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. Sailing on the other side. Come on back.
Karen Lyle here with SailSportTalk.com. This ship's a sea spotlight is brought to you by Grays Harbor Historical Seaport. I'm here in the studio with Captain Richard Bailey, captain of the tall ship Lady Washington that will be making the journey from Pier 39 to Aberdeen. Captain Bailey, tell us about the Lady Washington.
Lady Washington is a brig, which means she has two masts with square sails.
And you live aboard the Lady Washington and have a crew.
Yeah, I joke and say living aboard Lady Washington. I have a cabin. All of the closets in my house are bigger than my cabin aboard Lady Washington.
And she's a historical ship, so reliving the life. Tell us a bit about the life.
Yeah, what she does is certainly not yachting. It's a working sail. It's kind of historically, sailing ships were the tractor trailers of the sea. You know, they carried cargo, and they were the buses of the sea and the airplanes of the sea. I mean, they carried cargo and passengers throughout the world. And Lady Washington is a replica of a ship that came out to the West Coast from Boston. She wasn't a big ship in her day, but she was a serviceable little vessel, and she's fun to sail today.
How important is teamwork there on that ship for your safety?
Well, teamwork is everything. Lady Washington sees a fair turnover of crew because it's not a brilliant career move to be a square rig sailor, but young people come with enthusiasm. And we forge them into a working crew. And it's, I think the byline of the organization is ship, shipmates, self.
If you're thinking about stories and things that have happened in the past, is there any time that you had an experience that really showed how teamwork was important to the well-being of the ship and the crew?
I think every time we go to sea, we have to all pull our share of the load because we don't carry extra sailors. It's so ingrained in the culture of working sail that people work together and that if you don't do your job, your shipmates will all know it immediately. There aren't many slackers in the tall ship industry.
I'm Karen Lyle, and this is SailSportTalk.com. Join us next time with the Lady Washington and Hawaiian Chieftain as we follow their journey up the Pacific coast to Aberdeen, Washington.
The San Francisco Bay Area is the home of the sport of sailing all year round, with winds and weather that give sailors an exciting race. Boat owners in the San Francisco Bay Area know that KKMI is the San Francisco Bay Area's headquarters for bottom painting, rigging, fiberglass repair, and much more. Visit them at KKMI.com.
At Twin Rivers Marine Insurance, our customers' personal insurance needs are first and foremost. I'm Gary Clausen. Our goal here at Twin Rivers Marine Insurance is to instill a sense of reliability, trust, and confidence in our clients. As marine insurance specialists, we have the ability to shop the market and offer the most comprehensive policy for the most competitive price. Our customer service and attention to detail is second to none. Visit us at boatinsuranceonly.com.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. All right, in studio what you have right now, and you can see them on twitch.tv and the Twitch app, we have Karen Lyle, who is with SailSportTalk.com, and we have two USA racers. We have Mac Agnese, and we have Rome Kirby. Very Italian. We got a Rome, and we got an Agnese here. But first off, before we get to these guys, Karen, tell us more about you and what we got going on here.
Well, Sail Sport Talk is going to be a guest here and co-hosting with you on the show every Tuesday morning at 9:37. And so we are bringing sailing as a sport to your show and to Sports Byline USA, and we hope this is the first of many episodes. It just so happens that our Rome Kirby, the 2013 America's Cup winner, 2018 World Championship bronze winner, Moth World Championships, is here today, and this is a Thursday, and so we had a little early preview with them coming and visiting you in the studio, and they are here. He is here with Mac Agnese, and who's the grinder for that team, and grinder, you know, is working on that. He's a 2017 World Championship gold winner on snipe and a 2011 World Championship silver winner on 29er. Those are the boat names there. And they're going to be preparing for the Sail GP race here in San Francisco, the San Francisco Grand Prix. This is the first time for the San Francisco Grand Prix, and it's going to be on May 4th and 5th. And so I'm going to leave it to you to ask them some great questions for our listeners today.
All right. Well, I hope I can do that. Let's start with you, Rome. You are at the helm. I think we can all understand what that is, and gone are the days where it's like this, right? But it's not too much different, is it?
No, it's actually, you know, the wheels we use on the boat are very similar to kind of like an F1 wheel. We have a lot of controls on our wheel, and you actually look at it, it looks similar, just a little bit bigger than an F1 wheel. So, yeah, there's plenty of gadgets and buttons. So,
well, it's funny, when I think Grand Prix, I think Formula One. So how is it, what are some of the similarities from the Formula One to being out on the water?
You know, the boats are extremely fast, and there's six boats, nation versus nation, and it's definitely exciting racing. It's close. I think San Francisco Bay will provide some pretty close and pretty entertaining action. You might see some boats getting pretty close and maybe some collisions potentially.
Wow. A broadside, maybe?
There was some close stuff in Sydney at our first event, but I think San Francisco will definitely provide some action.
All right, so Mac, you're a grinder in baseball. That's a term for somebody who is always trying really hard. But for you, I picture a lot of cranks and pulleys.
That's right, yeah. definitely trying really hard, too, just like in baseball. We do the, you could say, the heavy lifting on the boat. Mm-hmm. We're the, as our teammate Dan likes to put it, the engine that makes the boat run. So we're doing, you know, the physical stuff.
Now, the thing that I think is interesting is, like, during the America's Cup, they would have these boats, but it seemed like whatever country the boat was from, there was, like, a Kiwi that was the skipper. So it's not always like the Olympics where everyone has to be from that country, is it?
No, but this is a unique series or championship, in that it's all nation versus nation.
Have to be like that.
Yeah, so on Team USA, we have all U.S. guys, and Australia has all Australian. The British have all British. So it's pretty unique in that sense.
What's that like, Rome, when you love sailing, obviously, but when you look down and you see, Old Glory on your chest, that you're 300 million people, you guys are the best we have. How much pride do you have in that?
Oh, tons of pride. To go out and represent your country is a huge privilege and honor. So we're looking forward to San Francisco and kind of going and letting it rip.
I remember in the 80s when I was in college and Dennis Connor was a guy with the America's Cup. And the saying was, whatever skipper lost the America's Cup, they'd replace the podium with his head. That was a race that we could never lose. And then we did. What was that? I mean, for you, I know you guys are a lot younger, but does that event still kind of like bleed through that we lost it?
It definitely lives in infamy, I would say. I mean, nobody's forgotten that. And it's cool that he went back and won it back down in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we actually don't have the cup right now. The U.S. doesn't have the cup.
Yeah, we actually...
New Zealand.
I know how Dennis feels. We actually lost it in 2017 in Bermuda, so... Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
What is it... it's funny because we talk about baseball. Every baseball park has different nuances outside of the rubber 60 feet 6 inches, the bases are 90 feet, but the park could have any other nuances. When you say Bermuda, you say Sydney, you say San Francisco Bay, to a guy like me, I'm like, water's water. Do they have different personalities? You think I got to race this way and change it?
Absolutely. Every venue is totally different. The geography of each venue is different. The breeze is different. The current's different. It'd be similar to going into a different ballpark and playing. Obviously, the landscape's definitely different, but it's at the end of the day, it's still sailing and you got to do the fundamentals well.
Now, as the helmsman, is that sort of like your game plan? This is how we're going to attack it. When they think we're going to attack, we're going to attack. I don't know. How do you approach it? And sometimes do you have to just, I guess you have to stay fluid and change on the fly, right?
Yeah, you obviously have to stay fluid. And we're a new group, so we're kind of learning on the fly at the moment. But these boats are moving so fast and the game's so fast that you kind of have to simplify it. And if you overcomplicate it, it can bite you pretty quickly.
Now, it's interesting. I see, Mac, in your bio that you won a championship at 11. In the old days, an 11-year-old was the cabin boy. And here you are, a champion. Literally taken to it like a fish to water. Why were you so good so young?
Well, I was pretty much a cabin boy back then. I got picked up when I was 11 because they needed extra weight, pretty much. So 80 pounds.
You were ballast?
I was ballast. That's a good way to put it. Rail meat is how we say it.
Well, the other thing is, too, Rome, I was mentioning my dad. He went to OCS, Officers Candidate School, in Newport, Rhode Island. And I think about a sailing community. I mean, everybody there sails, it seems like, right?
Yeah, you kind of, if you grow up in and around Newport, you're kind of in and around sailing from a young age. I was fortunate enough. My dad was a professional sailor for about 30 years, so
wow.
I've been in and around it my whole life.
And, Mac, as a spectator sport, that's one of the things that people will say, who's winning? I can't tell. How do you guys bring the excitement to the people on the shore?
Well, first of all, the boats. I still kind of gawk at what the boats look like, and it's amazing to me what they are and how fast they can go. So that's going to be the first thing. And two, the racing style. It's all short course, quick 15-minute races, super action-filled in a short amount of time.
And this is dual-hull catamarans, right?
They're catamarans, yeah. Mm-hmm. And should be a lot easier to follow than, the very long races that we've had.
We always see the perilous moments where you guys are, like, as we would say, on two wheels, and you have to run to the other side and all that. I'm sure you've gone into the drink. What's the most perilous situation you've been in, Mac?
I've had a lot of flips, not on this boat in particular, but...
You mean capsizing?
Capsizes, yeah. But no, in this boat, we've had a couple close calls, and I think San Francisco with the breeze and the conditions here, there will be some very close calls among the teams.
I have a question about the weather here, because of course, being a sailor myself, I know that we get those 25 to 35 knots. How do these boats handle the higher winds? What's your
25 to 30 knots, we'll have our hands full. We have our hands full in 18 knots in these boats. So 25 knots, we're on the upper limit of sailing.
All right. And coming up next, by the way, we have a couple people on Skype we're going to interview. Can you tell us who those are, Karen?
Well, actually, Taylor Canfield is on your team, if I recall, and he is going to be, it's the person who's competing against him, which is Ian Williams of Great Britain, and he's the number one ranked match.
Boo!
sorry about that, but he's there with ConCup in Long Beach, and so he's going to be calling in by Skype, and then we have a local here who's going to be calling in from about the Rollo Wheeler race as well, so... We're looking forward to that.
We've been speaking with Rome Kirby and Mac Agnese, Team USA. I'll be rooting for you guys. I could talk to you all day. We got to run. But thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll continue the conversation with some more sailors on the other side. Come on back.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
She said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Cash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Continue our conversation with Karen Lyle and about SailGP Grand Prix. Karen, before we bring in our next guest, how did you get started in this whole setup?
Well, my family comes from broadcast back to 1946, actually, with the Bob Hope Show and television.
Wow.
And then my uncle, Tony Tarrin, was one of the wrecking crew members. And so I've been behind the scenes. I wasn't born that long ago, but I was born into a family that was related to music and broadcast. And so, you know, basically I'd been doing some music and sports things here, and I was down at the Los Angeles Yacht Club and had brought in the trumpet player for the L.A. Chargers, Chris Tedesco, to play the trumpet for the ribbon cutting of the Transpac, and I was looking at 100 Commodores of all the different yacht clubs down there. This was just January, and I was thinking, here I am doing a music and sports spotlight because Chris is a trumpet player for the L.A. Chargers, but really, sailing as a sport has not been represented on the air. And so I came back and talked to Darren, the president here at Sports Byline USA, and I said, hey, we need to do this for sailing. And he said, let's do it. And so that's how we're here.
Very cool. So we had Mac and Rome in studio. We have a couple of guests joining us on the phone right now via Skype. The first one, we'd like to welcome Ian Williams. He is going to be representing Great Britain at Sail GP coming up here at May 4th and 5th. And first of all, Ian, where are you in Great Britain? Are you English, Scottish, Welsh? Are you an Ulsterman?
I'm English.
Where in England are you from, sir?
From the South Coast. I live in Lymington in Hampshire, near Southampton.
Oh, very nice. I went to the Friends Providence St. Mary Stadium to see your Saints not that long ago. Are you a Southampton fan?
I'm actually an Arsenal fan because I used to live right outside Highbury Stadium before they moved.
Okay, so you're from Islington then?
Yeah, I lived there for 3 or 4 years. I used to work there as a lawyer, but that's ancient history now.
So, Ian, you're down there for the Con Cup, for the Congressional Cup, in Long Beach right now, right? That's where you're calling in from?
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And I understand, having been the number one ranked matching sailor in the world and 6-time world champion, that you won the Congressional Cup 3 times, but you lost it to Taylor Canfield, and you're bound to get it back this weekend is what your goal is. Is that right?
Well, that's the plan. I don't think it's going to be easy, but really, Taylor and us, I guess we've dominated the Congressional Cup between us since 2011. He's won 4, we've only won 3, so we want a bit of catch-up.
You know, it's funny in sports, a lot of times, like say in football, a coach can know his X's and O's, but it just doesn't translate to the field. And I'm sure theoretically you can teach what you do in a classroom, but then when you get on the water, it's something else. Why do you think you have found so much success when it's come to this, Ian?
I think where my team's different is actually the focus on the team. And getting the guys working together, and that's always been my big thing, is how I can get the most out of all the different individuals on the boat, really work to all their strengths, and that's what we're working on this week. I've got a fantastic team here, but we are new together. We haven't sailed as a group, and so really the challenge this week is going to be we've got 4 more days to get the team gelling and working together as well as possible.
And what's the name of your boat that you're racing on today, this weekend?
Well, the team is Team GAC Pindar. GAC Pindar is a shipping logistics company. They're my sponsors. But the boats are actually provided by the yacht club. So everybody has exactly the same type of boat and centrally maintained boat. We actually change boats as the regatta goes on. So the idea is there's no equipment advantage. It just comes down to the team's performance on the water.
And this is Long Beach Yacht Club that's sponsoring this race.
That's right. Long Beach Yacht Club are the host club. We're sailing right off Belmont Pier, really close in. We actually have a specific rule that says you're not allowed to hit the pier. You get a penalty if you do, because it has happened in the past, and we get very, very close. So it's excellent spectating for the guys on the pier.
Yeah, they say the rules of sailing are stay on the boat, keep the water out of the boat, don't hit anything, and always look good.
Well, yeah, we try and do that. We do actually have a few collisions. It's because we're match racing. Our goal obviously is to get around the course as fast as possible. But if we can slow down our competitor, the other boat in the race, then that's a bonus as well. And so we do use our boat to block them a bit. Sometimes they don't appreciate that and they crash into you. So we have a few collisions, but we always look good, of course.
Rick Tittle and Karen Lyle with Ian Williams. What's it like when you are sailing and you're wearing the Union Jack. I mean, what kind of pride is that for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic to represent the country. Country's in a bit of turmoil at the moment with Brexit going on, but we're over here trying to blank all that out and do the country proud.
You know, I think about as a helmsman, and you think about, as you say, you got a new crew. What, I mean, listen, it can be at times, not to be dramatic, maybe a life or death thing out there. So what's the worst you've ever dressed somebody down for not being a Johnny on the spot, maybe?
No, that's not really my style. I'm pretty quiet on board. I try and let the guys express themselves. Try and set them up to, you know, set them up to perform, set them up to succeed. And we try, you know, any conflict we have on board, we try and take that back to the shore and resolve it maybe over a beer after racing.
And it's interesting, is you're known as a very strategic guy. What is, as a tactician, how do you go about it, or is every race different?
Yeah, I think some people are very much, they go with the moment, they go with their instincts. I'm a little different. I'm more about analysis, more about what's the percentage move in this situation. So we put a lot of store in post-race analysis. Using that memory bank of the hundreds, thousands probably of races that I've done, and trying to always pick the percentage move in any situation.
That's Ian Williams. He will be the helmsman of Team Great Britain. Make sure to check him out at SailGP right here in San Francisco Bay, Saturday, May 4th, Sunday, May 5th. And Ian, thank you so much for your time, and we'll hopefully catch up when you're in town.
Thank you. Good.
And we're going to be moving here. We're going to get Bob Walden on here in a second. But you, Karen, you mentioned to me that you're a sailor as well.
Well, yes, I am a sailor, but I'm an adventure sailor. So I'm doing things like sailing dhows in Tanzania off the coast of Zanzibar and the BVI. I am a spectator when it comes to racing. So I just got really enthused about that when the America's Cup came here to San Francisco. And so it makes me a more neutral party when I'm in here doing the hosting.
Very cool. Okay, we are now joined by Bob Walden. It's Rick Tittle and Karen Lyle here on Sports Byline and American Forces Network. Bob is president of the YRA in the Bay. And Bob, what is your involvement in SailGP?
Well, actually, SailGP is a separate race that happens on May 4th and 5th. And Bob, with the Yacht Racing Association of the Bay Area, is representing other races that are going to happen here. We have so many races here on the Bay, Bob. Can you tell us a little bit about what's coming up this weekend?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me on the show, folks. I'm the president for In the Bay Racing for the Yacht Racing Association in San Francisco. We kind of do administration and back sort of the support for all the racing in the Bay. And what we have coming up this coming weekend, we have the Rollo Wheeler Regatta that happens at the Berkeley Yacht Club. 2 days of racing there that really kick off the racing season in San Francisco Bay. And then after that, coming up later in the month, we have the Lightship race that goes out into the ocean and goes around the very first approach buoy out there and comes back in. Very popular race for folks that want to dip their toe into ocean racing. And then just a week after that, we go on into the Great Vallejo Regatta, which is one of the largest inland keelboat races in the U.S., over 200 boats usually participating. It's been going on for 120 years. And it just keeps going after that.
That's one of the things about the Bay Area is the Pacific Interclub Yachting Association, I think, has been around for 102 or 103 years now. And there's, 104 yacht clubs here in the Bay Area in San Francisco Bay. And there are thousands all around the world. Yacht clubs that are sponsoring races, just like Berkeley Yacht Club sponsoring the Rollo. Rollo Wheeler Regatta. Yes. And that was named after someone lost at sea.
That's right, and before that, he was one of the major commodores at the Berkeley Yacht Club, and he was responsible essentially for rebuilding the yacht club into what it is today. It started off as a very small club with just a few sailors, but in the 60s, he managed the process of both enlarging the club membership and also building an entirely new building. He was a really interesting guy with a long history in sailing. He wound up at the very end actually racing a brigantine, big square rigger in the bay that he had grown up actually as a midshipman on. So, yeah, really interesting person.
Bob, wish we had more time. We will have more time for you next time. Thank you so much for coming on. We have been with Karen Lyle from Salesport.com, and we're going to do this again next week, right?
We are. That's going to be Tuesday morning at 9:37, SalesportTalk.com. And also, I wanted to thank our sponsors, if we might, which would be KKMI and Twin Rivers Marine Insurance.
All right, there it is. I'll see you next week. I'm Rick
Tittle. We'll see you then, Dick.
All right, come on back.